It's time again for the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach Doug Gefeller and a whole cast of characters here today. What's going on? We got cameras. We got things going everywhere here, Doug.
We are broadcasting over OC Talk Radio on the internet. We are broadcasting through Facebook Live with Molly Mahoney, who is our guest today. The radio station is broadcasting.
We're Facebook putting it on our too. Facebook Live page as well, so it's all over the place. And we've put links to Twitter and LinkedIn and all sorts of places. We'll see what happens.
I hardly know where to look. Well, look, welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug Gefeller. And in light of the political environment, I guess I should say that I'm really, really smart. And, you know, you're going to enjoy today's show. It's going to be awesome. Anyhow, our topic for today is build your audience and boost your sales using Facebook Live with Molly Mahoney, the camera confidence coach. That's a new one for me, Molly. Wow.
Yeah.
Let me just start. Here's what she said, and this is what we sent out ahead of time. By 2018, that's only 2 years away. That's really not far. Over 80% of online content will be video. That's huge. You can either master the skills now and be the first to the party, or wait and catch up after the party's in full swing, missing out on the connections to potential clients and champions of your business. Molly suggests you develop the skill sets needed to use video effectively in your business now so that you can build your audience and boost your sales. And she's going to share some tips on how to boost your confidence, how to fine-tune your speaking skills, and allow you to repurpose your live video content. So, Molly, welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio Show.
Thank you. It is a real honor to be here. I know I say I'm excited, but I really am.
Well, you know, I think I have had more contact with you without ever having met you before the show than any other guest because of the things you shared with me, the videos I was able to go see, so that when we met in the green room today, you walked in, I go, I know who that is. I feel like I know her already. Let's hug.
Which is amazing, right? It feels like you're having an actual conversation with someone when you watch them on a live video like that.
Yeah, it was amazing. And of course, I watched you this morning. Let's see, today is your third or fourth live video event of the day.
Oh, I think it's my my fourth or fifth live video that I've done today, which is insane.
Well, look, let's find out a little bit about you before we get into our Facebook Live topic. What'd you do before what you're doing now?
I was actually a musical theater performer.
I never would have guessed.
I mean, who knew? Yeah. I had a really awesome career working out of New York, and before that on cruise ships, and before that in Las Vegas for a little bit. And I've also been teaching, a performance coach as a dance teacher and a vocal teacher. So I was fully engrossed in the world of musical theater.
And when did you stop doing that?
I still actually have a few vocal students that I keep on just, one or two days a week. And then in the past, about 3 years ago, I made a shift to start doing business coaching as well. I moved from New York in 2010 back here to Orange County to get married and have kiddos and focus on teaching because the world of a performer is a little crazy. It's an adventure, but I knew that I wouldn't be able to maintain that while having kids.
And we have some work to do here because Molly told me before the show that one of her goals here is to move to New York and have an apartment in New York. And I'm going, are you kidding me?
And not move permanently, just to be able to be bi-coastal. I love it in California, but I want my kids to be able to have that more worldly experience so they know there's so much out there and the culture. And I mean, I know some of the culture is questionable that you see on the streets in New York City. But I love the energy of New York. I love, the theater, and I have so many great friends and mentors there. So
you say you're a coach. Have you had coaching training, or are you a coach because of your experience in the field?
More because of my experience. I say that. However, I have had loads of training with coaches. I'm not certified in any particular, realm like you are, but I've done a lot of work with individual coaches and in group coaching programs on how to be a coach and how to run a business as a coach. So I had a friend recently actually say, I don't understand what you're doing. She's like a musical theater teacher. And she said, how are you teaching all this business stuff? And she said, I don't get it. And I said, well, I've been to so many events and I've been to taken so many online courses, and I've worked with individual coaches to help me to be able, to build my business and know how to help other coaches. And I said, it's basically like I've gotten my master's in online business. And she said, You have your master's? I was like, no, no. And I don't even know if a master's in online business actually exists right now.
Well, it might not have 5 minutes ago, but it probably does now that you mention it.
Right? Someone has probably created it. Yeah. But I realized what I should have said to her in that situation. And she's a very dear friend who actually helped me name my company, which is The Prepared Performer. We had this awesome conversation at my dining room table where she and her husband helped me name the company. And I was like, remember when I said I was going to build this online business? Well, guess what? Like, I've built this huge online business. So I was focused on teaching singers at first, and then it really shifted into helping other business owners to be able to not only build their own business, but also to have a sense of stage presence in their business as well.
So let me get this straight. So you took your performing career, you took it online, and in the process of learning how to sell your performing career online, you became a new business of teaching other people how to take their businesses online.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And there's so many new tools like Facebook Live. We were just talking about how Facebook Live hasn't even been around a year. And so by jumping into that tool and taking as much knowledge as I could and doing as much as I could to figure it out, I was able to have this skill set that a lot of people didn't have because it was such a new tool. So there wouldn't have been any sort of masters in Facebook Live because the tool didn't even exist.
It is a fast-moving environment out there. And your comment about 80% of the content in 2 years is going to be video, absolutely. You may be short of when it's really going to happen.
Well, yeah, because it's almost 2017.
Yeah. All right. So tell us about your business. What is your business today? What's your business model?
My business today is I have a really amazing online course called Camera Confidence. And it's an online course that's actually taught through Facebook Live, which there's 30 little, you know, tidbit steps that, to be able to put your own business together. There's a business boot camp, there's a branding boot camp, so that you have all of this stuff behind your live videos so that you're really prepared when you go live.
Okay.
Which is awesome. I have that. And then I have an individual coaching program called Elevate Your Awesome, where I give business owners not only the skills to have the confidence to step into their spotlight, also the speaking skills and the performance skills needed to be able to be on camera, to speak one-on-one like we're doing here on the radio, which is crazy. And also a little backstage pass where they learn the technical side of social media and getting yourself out there and really making sure that you're converting all of the work that you're putting into sales.
Now, you told me you have a four-year-old. Does he handle the technical side?
He does. Yeah, he does. Actually, and he's really the assistant to my two-year-old. And you know what? Actually, so I also, you know, I have this whole side of my business that's a business coaching. And then I still, like I said, I still have the part of my business that kind of goes on its own is I still teach some singing lessons to a few really rock star performers who I can give a shout out to some of them. Sean O'Yu, who was one of the NBC Telemundo's top, one of the top singers on NBC Telemundo's The Voice before he was my student, but now he's out there in Anaheim raising money in the schools. He's like a motivator, a mover and shaker, singer, does a lot of mariachi stuff and also jazz standards. So he's one of my students and some other people like him who are really out there making things rock.
You know, I am enjoying talking to you, and the audience on the radio doesn't know why, but you are an animated person. I mean, you know, I feel like I've had four margaritas already, and the party's well launched. So for those who don't know, how do they go to Facebook Live right now so they can see this?
Yeah, they can go to The Prepared Performer on Facebook Live. If you look up, or if you're on Facebook and you look up Molly Mahoney, The Prepared Performer, that's my business page, and they're are loads of live videos there.
Okay, and they'll be able to see this one, right?
This one, actually, I posted a link. If they go to, if they're listening right now, great point. Right. It's on my personal page, which is thepreparedperformer.com/FB. Will take you to my personal Facebook page. Oh. I forgot that there's people listening live right
there's
now, too, which is crazy.
Live,
right?
See,
I
so
love
we
it.
Have to kind of, that's where they go if they're listening live. If they're listening to the podcast later on when I get it posted, they will go to your prepared performer, Molly Mahoney.
Yeah, that's where it's easier to connect with me there on my business page. But if okay. they'd like to watch this live right now, it's on my personal page.
Okay. There may be a fan or two out there of OC Talk Radio, but the producer's not telling them how to get to Facebook.
You just simply go to Facebook and type in OC Talk Radio. So it's Facebook/OC Talk Radio.
You have an online business. When you teach these courses, is all of this group?
Yeah, group
classes.
So, yeah,
or
in the course.
Individual?
In the Camera Confidence course, it is done in a group setting. And then in my, you know, if you want to take it and if you want to up-level it from there, if you'd like to elevate it from there, you can do the one-on-one coaching. So I have two separate programs.
Okay.
And in the group coaching, there we use a tool called Zoom, which is similar to BlueJeans. It's a tool where you come on and it's anyone can come in and ask questions. There's a lot of individualized support within that course. And because of the Facebook Live aspect, I do live videos in there a lot, so anyone can jump in and ask a question and have their individual questions answered.
Okay. If you're really interested in this, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, go to Molly's site. She has a lot of free things. I mean, you can find out a lot about what she's doing and get a lot of information without even signing up for her course. And of course, once you do, you're going to want to sign up. But
thank you. But yeah, that's basically, I mean, that's one of the bases of my business, is that I really believe in sharing as much as we can so that we're able to make that relationship with our future clients and the champions of your business, the people who will be interested in sharing your awesome as well.
Absolutely. All right. Question we've asked every guest we've ever had on the show.
Okay.
Never had a duplicate answer. Ta-da. Drum roll. What's your guiding principle?
Joy.
Joy.
And making sure that you are connecting to not only your own internal joy, but also spreading joy out into the world. And searching out the things that make other people happy and celebrating their joy, too.
I absolutely can see that. I would have used the word bubbly, but joy is good, too.
So that's important, too, is that joy can mean something different for everyone, right? So yeah. Maybe the things that might bring me joy that are a little over the top, and some of the things are a little bubbly. And I do love to help people to find that bubbly sense of awesome, when you connect with something like that. But some things that bring joy for others might be very quiet and very...
Wow, I didn't know you could do that. She does quiet, too. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Facebook Live. Okay, first, if I'm going to get interested in this discussion, what has it done for you? Give me the punchline that proves this is worth the effort.
3 months ago, I made a committed, conscious, strategic change by using Facebook Live intentionally in my business, and it has brought in to this date $32,000.
$32,000 that you don't think you would have had at all.
That I would not have had. And it separate from anything, directly contributed to Facebook Live. $32,000 in 3 months.
Now, explain committed.
Committed.
When you said you made a committed...
Yes.
Move.
So it wasn't something that I was doing haphazardly, which is what I had been doing before.
Yeah.
It was, I went live on my personal page every Monday with a Motivation Monday, offering value and offering a conversation to my audience so that people are able to jump in and have a conversation. On Wednesdays, every Wednesday around the same time, I did a Work It Wednesday live video that was bullet pointed to the, right to the point. Actionable advice, not so much a conversation.
Okay.
And then every Friday, I would do a Fearless Friday video that was more of a conversation as well, but helping people to tackle their fears and to bring real value to solving their problems.
Okay, I lost it. Motivational Monday, Fearless Friday. What's Wednesday?
Work It Wednesday.
Work It Wednesday. Why did I? Yeah, there must be some reason I missed that one. I didn't want more work. Did you just lose your connection?
I did. My phone keeps overheating. I don't know. It's a Samsung, so I'm going to let it cool off and we'll put it back on.
Oh,
but if anyone lost
it
on my feed,
is it
going
to blow up on us? Is
that's
this
what I'm worried about.
Samsungs?
We have a lot of electrical things in here, so it's been working overtime today.
Okay, you have the number for the fire department, Paul.
I'm running. I'm leaving.
Well, look, let's take a short commercial break. The producer's waving at me here, and then we're going to be right back. Hopefully, you have understood now, in just the few minutes we've been on the air, why you should listen to the details, and we're going to come back with them.
Do you have a desire to be a part of a conscious community? I mean a community of people who get together with the purpose of strengthening their awareness muscles, deepening their relationships, and striving for the extraordinary? Check out how to get started at productivelearning.com. We are a unique self-development company, and we believe that we all have the innate ability to create and live the lives we truly want. But we also know that ability needs to be nurtured and developed. That's why we offer over 40 different workshops to our conscious community. Workshops that intentionally stretch you beyond your comfort zone towards what you truly want. Our workshops are not ordinary. We take journeys across the world, from exotic scuba diving trips to rich cultural getaways. And we offer amazing workshops right here in South Orange County. Join us and find out just how extraordinary life can be. Go to productivelearning.com today or call Lisa Reed at 949-234-0628. To see how you can be a part of our conscious community, that's productivelearning.com or 949-234-0628.
And now back to Doug and his bubbly production guest here.
Joyful guest. Yes, we're sitting here with Molly Mahoney, the camera confidence coach, and her company is The Prepared Performer. And we're on Facebook Live, and we're on OC Talk Radio. We're on two different Facebook Live feeds, and we're on OC Talk Radio. And we're talking about the impact of Facebook Live and how you can use that to build your business. And just before we took the break, I asked Molly, I said, you know, come on, prove it to me that this is worth it. She said, in 3 months,
strategically using Facebook Live has brought in an extra $32,000.
Okay, so that is just about, what, 1 year's tuition or one semester's tuition for college?
Which is terrifying. You're right.
But hey, it's a tuition you wouldn't have had in your pocket if you hadn't been doing it. So, all right. So talk to us about Facebook Live. What is it? Why is it working for you?
And this is why it's not only working for me, but it's working for a lot of people. There is one thing that is better than Facebook Live. I know this is going to blow your mind, but actually speaking to someone in real life is better than Facebook Live. Would you agree?
I would agree, but you're not going to get to as many people, are you?
Exactly.
In a short period of time.
We only have a certain amount of hours. Everybody has 24 hours in the day. And if we want to actually, you know, stay healthy, we can't. There's just no way that you're going to be able to have a great one-on-one conversation with as many people, you know, as you'd like to. And Facebook Live gives you the opportunity to not only speak to someone via, you know, your phone or whatever you're using to go live on Facebook. As a viewer, it gives you the opportunity to talk back. So if you do a pre-recorded video and you share it, I don't know if you've noticed this before, when you're watching a Facebook Live video on your phone, you can actually comment in real time in a way that it feels like you are having a conversation with the person who is broadcasting.
Okay.
Even if you're watching the replay.
Even if you're watching the replay?
Yes. And that is the main thing that people miss.
Who answers it if I'm watching the replay?
So this is why I'm always really big about making sure when I start my video, I say, and this is all my students and clients know this, you say, if you're watching this in the replay, make sure that you comment below and I will be back to answer your questions. So that people know that you'll come back. The funny thing is, though, a lot of people don't realize that they're watching a replay. They think they're watching it live. So I've heard from people who are like, Molly, I was talking to you on your video and you didn't answer. And I knew they had watched my video 2 days after it had been live. And so I'm like, I know, because you weren't actually watching the live video. You were watching the replay.
Okay. And this is why I think I saw someplace on your site that you promised, guaranteed, that you would be back to them within an hour?
Yeah. Depending on what it is. Within it, I don't know. I mean, that's a good promise at all times. I know. Okay.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. I thought
is something that's a problem, actually, that I have. So with my individual coaching clients, I tell them that I will get back to them no matter what within 24 hours, but that it's often quicker than that. However, if I'm working with clients back to back, you know, you have to be careful about making those promises. Usually it's like 3 minutes when I get back to people because I'm obsessed with my phone.
You have kind of spooked me. I know in our conversations getting ready for the show, it was like once we connected.
Yeah.
We had a little problem there. But once we connected, it was like, is she doing anything else other than waiting for my comments? I mean, thank you very much. Made me feel very important.
Good.
All right. So Facebook Live let's look at it from a business point of view. Mm-hmm. This is a way of getting into a dialogue with a prospect without ever having to go out and meet them. It's a way of letting them try you out as mm-hmm. to whether they like you, whether you fit, and to convey information.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Okay. And then invite and answer and solve their problems, you know, really find out what their problems are as well, which has been huge. Sometimes people feel that they're not necessarily an authority in their space, but by just sharing what you do know, you know, if you're worried about that fraud thing, like you don't actually have the answers to everything.
I was watching her on a broadcast earlier today, and she was talking about if you don't have the answer to their question, at least you can provide them some information that might be helpful in some other area. And then she proceeds to totally mess up her hair and talk about hints on doing your hair. Was that?
Well, that and then that I was talking about, making sure that you know the problems that your audience has. And even if the problem is not solved by something that you sell, if you can provide a solution for that problem, then you're offering value to your audience, and you start to develop that relationship where they know they can come to you to have their problem solved. And when they're ready to have when they have a problem that your services actually solve, then you're going to be the person that they connect with.
Rule number one of networking is not what you can do for me, but what can I do to help you?
100%.
Number one. That's the number one rule. And, you know, when I work with people and coach them on how to network, going to industry meetings and walking around and meeting people, that's always the key thing, to get it in their head that the goal is to find out what you can do for the person so that if you do something for them, you now start to develop a real relationship, which is impossible with my website or some other static form of environment. But you've duplicated that real live intercourse there,
right,
on Facebook Live.
And it helps you for your next content piece as well, because now you're seeing the questions and the problems from your audience come in as comments on these videos, and it creates, you know, inspiration for new material in the future.
You know, I'm fascinated with the idea, because it's one thing to help one person, but I've noticed that, like, if I'm in a group event and I have a conversation with you, Paul's standing next to you listening, and all of a sudden I've made an impact on Paul when I wasn't even talking to him because he heard what I said to you.
Right.
This is what you're doing with Facebook Live. You've got all of these people watching, some of who have a specific reason and some of who are kind of browsing and may get interested. Is that?
Yes. I had someone recently tell me, I was at an event, and she's not someone that is a client of mine. She's actually a family friend, family member. And she said, "Hey, I have a question for you." I said, "Okay." And she said, "Are you trying to make me a better person?" I was like, and I didn't even know she had watched my videos. And I said, if that's what it does for you, that's amazing. And she said, "Don't tell anybody," which is why I'm not saying her name right now. But she said, "Don't tell anybody. When the boys in my family are watching sports, I sneak headphones in so that I can listen to your videos." And that she is using them in just her regular life, you know, and finding inspiration, which is awesome.
Okay, so here's one of the key questions I've got with all social media. Created this great tool. You're using Facebook Live. You've got this great content that you're sharing. How do people find you? How does anybody know that you're out there, that you're this awesome person?
Well, one of the most powerful ways that I've been using recently and that I've been helping my clients to use is using Facebook ads with Facebook Live is a total game changer, because you can boost, when you do it on your business page, you can boost the video for engagement, which means all you want to do is have people watch. You're not looking to have them go to your website. You're not looking to have them do anything else. And you can pick, like, let's say there's someone who's similar in a similar space. So I target her audience with my live videos.
How do you target them?
When you do a Facebook ad, you can choose their interests.
Okay.
So people who have liked, let's say, Mari Smith, who's amazing. She's a Facebook expert. I can target Mari Smith with my video if I know that her audience would be similar to mine.
Okay.
Let's say I have 4 likes on my...
and you do this through the ad that you're buying.
Yes. So I go to the video and I boost it, which a lot of times people don't... The boosting, it used to seem like it wasn't very specific, because all you're doing is just sharing this video, but it's going to get powerful in a second. So you share it with her audience for a certain amount, let's say $20. By the time you've done that, you have thousands of people who have watched your video. Okay.
They've yes.
Which, since it's on Facebook Live, it's like they're having a conversation with you. So that's, let's say it's 1,000 people who have watched your video. Then you do another post and you can retarget that ad to the people who watched your video, because Facebook builds an audience that you can use as an ad audience off of the people who watched your video.
And you only pay for the first contact with them.
Well, no. So I'd pay for the first contact, to get them to watch it, and then you also pay for the second ad.
Okay.
So in the second, but it's not very much. I mean, you don't have to spend loads of money on this. So like, let's say I spend $40 total. I do $20 to be able to boost the video, and if it's what I'll do usually is a video that I know a lot of people have liked or have you know, participated in. They've engaged. It's really solving a problem for them. The other thing that happens is that they will end up sharing that video. So one video that I spent not very much on had like 54 shares, and that is free.
Okay.
Because it was providing valuable information. And then anyone who has seen that video, whether I've paid for that engagement or whether one of those people have shared it, does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Okay, so now like, let's say I have one video that's had 30,000 views. So now this video has had 30,000 views. I can create another video, another post that's like, download my live video checklist or something.
Right.
That's a little higher stakes where they're actually going to have to click through, enter their information, and download something of mine. But I only send it to the people who have already watched my video.
So through two ads, you've sent it to these 30,000 people, and you now have captured probably a significant percentage of their email addresses that now they're free for you to contact.
And most of them have liked my Facebook page, and I've created a warm audience.
Okay.
So it's like I'm following up with someone who has already had a conversation with me, as opposed to the way it used to be is that you would just send out information to people who don't know you.
All right. Now I'm really going to show what I don't understand.
Okay.
We're talking about Facebook Live, which is live what we're doing right now here. But you're talking about posting a video as if it's something you've already prepared and
No. So that's actually a really great question, because you want to make sure that you do a live video first. You can do it with a pre-recorded video, but the engagement level is so much higher with a live video.
Oh, okay.
And so you'll be retargeting the people who watched your live video.
So the ad is to come watch my video that's going to play Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Oh, great question. Nope. So you can't. No, that's okay. So here, I know this is good though, because other people might have this question because it's new, right?
Yeah.
So you can't. You're not a within Facebook the way it is right now. You cannot put an ad to a video that has not happened yet.
Okay.
So as soon as you've done this live video, there's a few other things I say to you. Want to zhuzh it up a little bit, which that's complicated. But you change the thumbnail. Maybe you add some captions to it, and then the video is on your Facebook business page.
Yes.
And you hit boost post.
Okay.
So it's already gone live. It's the replay that you're going to be sharing. But when people watch it, it looks like it's a live video. And the way that a live video plays, if you had recorded it live, is totally different than if you upload a video that is pre-recorded.
Okay. That's not too different from we're live on OC Talk Radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are recording this at the same time. I am going to post that as a podcast. It has a sound quality. Because it was done live, not re-recorded and made perfect, that is, I think, far superior and more entertaining than something that was studio prepared.
There's an energy to it also, right? Yeah, there's an energy to it. And then the thing that makes it, it's really similar to that, the thing that makes it a little bit different is that on Facebook, the way that an audience member participates is different in a video that was recorded live. They're able to comment in real time and leave likes and hearts and stuff like that, which they cannot do on a pre-recorded video.
Okay. But they can post questions on the pre-recorded video and you'll get back to them?
Yeah.
She's humoring me.
No, if a video, okay, so like just if a video was pre-recorded, when you write a question, it just goes in the comments below it.
Yeah.
If it's recorded live and they're watching a replay of a live video, then the questions actually pop up. Like, see how the people are commenting below here?
Oh, yeah.
If you're watching a replay like that,
are they saying anything good?
Yeah, they're saying you're a superstar. Say, Adam says, say hi to Doug. I haven't seen him for a year.
It has been a long time. Saw you this morning, Adam, you and Bo.
He watched our Curious video this Bo. Morning. Curious Bo, which is so cute. So see, and Kim, who's an amazing relationship coach. So see, they're commenting here live.
Okay.
If it was a pre-recorded video, and see the little likes. You guys, give likes and hearts on the video, which they will do, hopefully, in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
When those likes and hearts go across the screen like that, that cannot happen on a video that you recorded separately and uploaded. It has to be a video that you did live and that look, see all those hearts?
Got it.
That's my mama.
Oh, wow.
And Kim,
looks like it's raining hearts.
Yes. And so now when you watch it, look, the wows, people are giving all sorts of reactions live. And you guys are the best. And that does not happen if you pre-record a video and upload it. It only happens when you record it live and then you share the replay.
Okay, so how many people do you get watching a Facebook Live recording?
It varies. And one thing that's cool is that, see this number up at the top?
I can't see that.
Okay, well, it says 9 people are watching us live, but from what my understanding of it, that's only the people who are actually watching on their cell phone, on their phone with the Facebook app. Because what happens a lot of times when I stop the video, it will tell me that 115 people have been watching because they're watching from their desktop. So it's not recording every single person on that little number right there. So if you are doing a live video and you notice that no one's there, just pretend, because there probably are people there.
Oh, we do that all the time on the radio here.
Oh, it's no different. Good point. But so I'll get anywhere from, 10 or 15 people, sometimes just one or two people. And sometimes, depending on the time of day, this is kind of random because this isn't my normally scheduled time,
sure.
But sometimes I'll get hundreds of people. When I end it, there's been hundreds of people watching, and then you repurpose it. And that's where you get into the thousands, which is super cool. I know the technical thing is a little crazy, but I'm actually just a technical nerd at heart.
And I had asked you earlier, the target audience for this tool is probably a small business owner, provider that is looking to get more personal exposure.
It's really great for home-based businesses, for smaller business owners, but more and more larger companies are using it because, do you want to buy, like with Coca-Cola or something, if we could get a live interaction with something of them back, wouldn't you feel more of that connection to that Coke bottle? it works really, really well for people who are coaches or small business owners, home-based businesses, but more and more, bigger corporations are starting to use it too.
Would it be accurate to say that anybody who has a real job, that they work for a company, that they get a paycheck, isn't watching this because they're at work?
I have actually heard from some people that I get them in trouble because they end up watching my live videos while at work. So, that's a good point.
I'm trying to define the audience here. Are we only talking to the unemployed?
No, it's much more likely. And that's why I was saying that my target audience really is the people who are entrepreneurs, coaches, people who are building their businesses, because I tend to go live during those times when I'm working. Right,
which normal is, work hours, 9 to 6.
Yes.
Okay.
And if someone is in a full-time, 9 to 5 type job, they're not going to be able to be as active, but they'll be able to watch the replay.
Okay. What would, if I was looking for an audience that was probably employed in a business somewhere, is there any reason I couldn't be running this between 7 o'clock and midnight?
No, you could definitely do it. That's great. Yeah, so really being specific about where your target audience is and when they would be online, that's an awesome idea.
Okay.
Yeah, look at you. See, you're getting it.
All right.
Well, and you could even you could do something like an after work,
sure.
Grab your tea or your wine, and it's a wind down at the end of the day. Something really specific that solves the need for your audience, that would be awesome.
Okay, this could be a joy-filled happy hour.
Exactly.
All right. So I don't mean to sidetrack you with so much of the technical part here, Molly, but you are in a unique position to answer the questions. So thank you.
And I love that stuff, and I don't talk about it as often as I do the confidence piece, but I have a section of my course that's called the Backstage Pass, which is 10 pre-recorded videos and PDFs just to answer those questions, because there are so many little technical things that you can do with Facebook Live that people aren't aware of. So
okay.
I like it.
So all right, so getting away from the technical side, what are the tips that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, so really just one of the things that stops people is the confidence piece, that they feel, silly. They don't feel confident going live. And so my biggest tip with that is take everything that you have to offer in your business, all of the amazing things you bring as a coach, right? You offer communication skills.
I have a list of 20 awesome things I made today.
Which is, but you want to take the things in your business and throw them away. Forget about them. Because if you're offering something valuable in your business, chances are there is someone else in this world who is offering a similar service.
I would agree.
Right? Unless it's really unique. So the only thing that's going to make what your services are, the magicalness of your services, the real power of your services, is you. So you have to make sure that you identify the things that make you amazing as a human being first, and then apply those to all that you do in your business. But you have to start with that inner piece, so that you don't let your lack of confidence or you're really celebrating your own awesome first before anything else.
So would you say that one of the priorities in this live video field is conveying your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just your service.
And not trying to match someone else's personality. So often we get used to comparing ourselves. So if you see me on camera and you see that I'm like, not everybody likes that.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't do it.
Well, and you shouldn't have to, right? Yeah. You want to be in a place where you're connecting with your people. And your people are the people who are going to want the true, authentic you.
All right. So this tip here is getting ready, confidence.
By recognizing the unique awesome that you possess.
Yes.
And I always say that everyone has something that makes them uniquely awesome, even if it's just that you make an amazing quesadilla. So you have to connect with your quesadilla of awesome first.
You have to read her book to understand that reference, which she'll be glad to send you.
Yes, it's true.
Okay, so share with the audience your list of the 20 awesome things and the categories. I thought that was a great tip.
Thanks.
Morning.
Yeah. So some people, I had one of my students got to the third thing on her list and she was like, Molly, I'm having a panic attack. I cannot find more than 3 awesome things about me as a person. And so I made this little acronym up, which is SAVE with 2 A's. And here's what it is. You start with your skill sets and then activities that you love. So if you love hiking, swimming, anything, dancing, an activity. Then you have to also acknowledge something about your appearance that you love, because if you're going to be on camera and you're coming into it just, you know, downplaying the things about the way you look, you have to celebrate something about your appearance. Your values. So that was a great question. Like joy. Is it your family? Is it, you know, self-care? Is it passion? What are your values? What's important to you there? And then the last one is things you like to eat. And I start with Brussels sprouts, because people either hate Brussels sprouts or they love them, but it's an awesome conversation starter. So that was skills, activities, appearance, values, and eat, things you like to eat.
And the reason I'm developing this list of 20 awesome things about me is?
So that you can really connect with your confidence and your own inner awesome. So you feel confident on camera.
This is what lets me fearlessly sit in front of this mic saying things that I know some people out there aren't going to agree with.
Yes.
But yeah. I don't care because of my awesomeness.
Right. And when people do, you know, sometimes as you get larger with your Facebook Live audience, you will get negative comments.
Yeah.
Or weird, crazy things will happen. And the more that you can stand in your values and be able to respond to those comments in a positive way and know that you don't need to change anything because someone doesn't like it, as long as you've done the pre-work, then you can stand in who you are.
I would assume that tip is valid whether I'm doing live videos, speaking to an audience.
Or networking.
Networking. Yeah,
yeah, it's something that I had as my main basis of my business way before Facebook Live existed, just translated into that. But yeah.
Okay. I love these tips. Keep them coming.
Okay. So the other one I would say is the whole thing about speaking. People don't like their voice. They say they trip up. They say too much. They say and too much. They say like too much. You know, there's all these things about their voice and their actual presence on camera. And I say, if you feel, you know, nervous or freaked out about that and you've never done any sort of training in that, you should be a little bit nervous. Sorry. But it's an instrument that you're using on camera. You're using your face. You're using your voice. You're using, you know, whatever it is that you're bringing to the camera, that is your tool. And if you were going to run a marathon and you didn't stretch, you would pull a muscle. You probably wouldn't run very fast. So you have to make sure that you do a little bit of a vocal warm-up, a warm-up that a performer would do, because you are performing on camera.
You know, it is a fact that something we've been doing a long time, we tend to think we're good at. You know?
Yeah.
So we've all been speaking since about, what, 5 years old, 3 years old. So we all think we have the ability to communicate intelligently because we've been doing it.
That's such a good point.
You know?
Yeah, but it's a totally different way of communicating.
It's a different story. So this is where a coach comes in, very handy to listen, give feedback and encouragement and tips on how to go forward and communicate the way you'd like to.
Right. And make sure
that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And it's like you're developing a coloring box of vocal choices, of tactics, of, you know, all these different things. It's your own little coloring box that you're bringing so that you can intentionally bring a certain energy or a certain, you know, skill set to the table.
All right. Now I've got I'm comfortable with my awesomeness. I'm corrected, or I'm okay with my voice, my ability to communicate. What else do I need to get ready with?
The next thing would really be that whole repurposing, aspect. So making sure that you do understand the technical side of it, because For example, with some people's Facebook accounts, if they're trying to go live on their business page and they use the regular Facebook app, sometimes it puts the video up as if a visitor posted it, not as if the page posted it.
Okay.
So if you want to go live on your business page, sometimes you have to use the Pages Manager app, which I know is a real crazy thing, but it's a separate app in order to go live on your business page. It's not the same for, it's not the case for everyone. There's a little tech, a few technical adjustments like that that really help to ensure that you're getting the most out of your live video. Changing the thumbnail. Do you know what that is?
No.
Yeah. So this is the one where people, like when I do my little masterclass, people say, oh my gosh, you just blew my mind. So the thumbnail is the image that Facebook chooses as the video. When it's like when you're scrolling on your Facebook feed, there's a thumbnail, right?
Yeah.
Which that thumbnail is that static image that's there. Most people don't know that you can change that thumbnail.
Yeah, I've seen some of them that are almost blank.
Right? It'd be like, because if I laughed at one point, it's like in between. Or a lot of times it's this weird thing that's not engaging. And so I have a little secret trick for how to get a good thumbnail and then how to make sure that you can, you have to use your computer, but you can go back afterwards. It takes 2 seconds and you can change the thumbnail, which that very first thing is the thing that's going to hook people. So you want to have a great picture there to get people to jump in.
Where would I go, Molly, to get help with these technical problems?
There's a couple of places.
You have a class?
I do have a class. Funny that you should ask. It is called Camera Confidence, and we cover all of that. So we dig into the confidence aspect. We make sure you really have a firm hold on your business. You know what you have to offer. We do the skill sets of the speaking skills, right? Fine-tuning those speaking skills. And then there's a thing called the backstage pass that I mentioned earlier where all of those technical questions are answered and you know the proper way to use your Facebook Live video effectively so that it gets into the right hands and you're able to convert into sales.
Okay.
CameraConfidence.today.
You know, we're starting to run out of, we're starting to run out of time here. So what do you want to convey that we haven't gotten to yet? What did you want to talk about that I've sort of sidetracked you
here? No, this has been awesome. Really, I just want to empower people to know that this is a tool that anyone can use. It's a great way to be able to connect with your audience and to get better at speaking and to really know more about your business. It's just an awesome way to really elevate your goodness and to share your business with the world. And I have a free masterclass if people would like to take it. The link for that is masterclass.cameraconfidence.today. And just know that by you getting out there on camera will only empower others to know that they can go and conquer, you know, aspects of their life and their business as well.
Anything else?
Yeah. I mean, really just, I'd love to empower people to know that there is someone out there who wants and who needs what you have to offer. And I spoke to someone today, actually, who told me that she has wanted to do video for 5 years, and she's never done it. I was like, what? 5 years is a long time. And she just said that she's so nervous about what she's going to see of herself on camera, and she doesn't, you know, it makes her uncomfortable. And so I'm meeting with her next week, and I can't wait to, you know, break through that, because there's already enough crazy out in the world, right?
Yeah.
And as much as we can be brave and share the goodness that you have to offer, you can be brave and share the goodness that you have to offer. Not only will it build your audience, boost your sales, which is awesome, it also just puts good into the world, which we need more of. So, you know, work through that and celebrate your joy.
This is such a fast-changing thing. I mean, when you talk about someone who's been afraid to do video, the technology that's available today... Mm-hmm. You're doing Facebook Live on your cell phone. You know, I mean, it was what? Maybe 10 years ago, you would have had to have a big computer. 5 years ago, you had a powerful laptop.
Or a huge video camera, right? Not even.
A big video camera. And then the other thing that's changed, too, is the audience taste or tolerance for video is different today. 10 years ago, I would have expected a very professional looking video studio background, but today I'm used to watching people eat their lunch, you know.
And that's one of the things about Facebook Live that's so awesome, because you can't go back and edit it, so you have to release that judgment.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will record a video and they'll watch it and they'll pick it apart, which makes me, it literally makes my heart break, because all you're doing is like putting all this judgment on yourself. But when you do a Facebook Live video, it's going.
It's gone. Yeah.
And there's no chance to judge, right? You have to just be you and just go with it.
You know, I want to just share with you. I think for me personally, one of the most important things that I got from this conversation today is the ability that this venue has to engage a prospect in finding out what their problems are and giving them some solutions mm-hmm. or some direction. You know, it is not the old-fashioned selling of let me explain my product to you, features and benefits kind of thing. It is personal engagement. I'm
yes.
interested in you. I want to meet you. I want to know, do you have problems with your executive management team? Then I want to talk to you about that.
I can't wait for your live videos, Doug.
The ability to do that with a group that you haven't met yet and to repurpose that
yeah.
is tremendous.
It's huge. And Facebook really wants to be the leader in live video, so they're going to repurpose it for you.
You know, we did a show last week, and it was how to work smarter, not harder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
And one of the things I was talking about was the ability to repurpose things. You know, it is so engaging. You know, it takes me 5 hours to prepare for a one-hour radio show if I don't have a guest to talk on a topic.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time for a radio show that I'm just talking to the air here.
Right.
But I use that same presentation for a lunch and learn with a client, for a training session, for something 6 months down the road. I mean, it is used so many times that 5 hours was not just for the radio show.
And that's one of the things about Facebook Live, too. And not only do I now have all of these ideas of things to talk about because I forced myself to solve problems a few times a week, I know which ones land.
Yeah.
So it's a way to test it out and see, oh, this one people really loved and they found it to be very valuable. So that's what I'll lead with if I'm going to speak in an event. I can get feedback right away. So you can see which things people find really valuable, and you know that's the one you're going to go to your next lunch and learn with because you already tested it out.
You know, it's just unfortunate that I'm going to have to cancel my radio show contract here and go to Facebook. Oh, the
no!
producer just woke up.
What?
Okay, Molly, how do people get in touch with you? Let's go through that once again before we wrap up here.
Yeah, so the number one thing is I would love you to join me on my Facebook page, which is Molly Mahoney, The Prepared Performer. It's, you know, and then we can have more conversations and I can learn how I can serve you. So going and liking and turning those notifications on that Facebook page. And then I would love to offer you this masterclass. It actually has finished. The masterclass has already been recorded. I did it live. You'll get access to the replay and be able to jump in there and ask questions and I can come back and answer your questions. And to get that masterclass, you go to masterclass.cameraconfidence.today.
Okay, great. Molly, it has been a trip.
I believe it.
Really?
It's been really great.
I love it. When you said you're going to take your show on the road, you brought it. Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Much for being here. Thank you for now becoming part of the Coaching Perspective radio show community.
Thank you. And I want to know, Doug, when can we find your first Facebook Live?
I don't know.
I'll keep you posted as to when. I'll make sure that I share your first Facebook Live so that everyone can get a hold of it.
Well, thank you very much. Well, look, you've been listening to the Coaching Perspective radio show with our guest today, Molly Mahoney, the Camera Confidence Coach. And her company is The Prepared Performer. She certainly showed up prepared here today to perform. So prepared and performed. It was a great show. There's a lot of information. It is fascinating to learn the abilities of Facebook Live. And I appreciate her sharing that with us here today. And also some of the testimonial about what it's really done for her business. So, you know, those of you who'd like a little more money in the cash register, you ought to be looking at this. Well, look, if you're listening to our podcast, then I want to thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com. And be sure to check out our archives for other shows with great guests. And speaking of guests, if you'd like to be on the show, we're always looking for interesting people, coaches, CEOs, and HR professionals to talk to. Just drop me an email, doug@thecoachingperspective.com. Well, this is Doug Gefeller. I hope you enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can put to use wait for it, immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.